Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary. For the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Ellen Rohr. Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R, ellenrohr.com is the website. You can find your books there and your columns and all the things you do to help your clients and customers, don't you? Can't we?
I love making money, Jim. On that, we can agree. Like, I think
exactly. One
of the things that you and I, or several of the things that you and I agree on are, as you put it, intellectual honesty. I love that expression.
Yep.
You know, can we get to the truth? Can we get to the fact? And we also agree that there is no true freedom without economic freedom and freedom to start and grow a business of your own. And this is, I think, the thread that connected us once upon a time. But since then, we've just come to love each other.
Exactly.
And I always learn. I am always learning and being challenged by you because we don't agree on everything.
Well, one of the things that I to tie into what we've been talking about with the headlines, I think the headlines are something that we're going to be a discerning consumer of information. We really have to watch the headlines. What I remind people about is, in a newspaper, the person who makes the least amount of money in a newspaper is the person who writes the headlines. And that person doesn't know anything about the article. Their job is to go through and glean the essence of the article and put it up in something that will make people read it. Well, now that headline is clickbait more than anything, right? And so consequently, we'll see articles that will say, small business sentiment is down, when it's only, which in the case of an article I wrote recently, as you know, Ellen, what that meant was from the record high, 45-year high, the next month it went down a tenth of a point. Yeah, it was down, but it's still a record high. That headline didn't tell the story, did it?
No, and then that clickbait, the idea of that is that if you click, that's where the advertisers are. So if that headline isn't sexy enough, you're not going to click on it. You're not going to have eyeballs on that.
If you don't click, they don't eat. If you don't click, the clickbaiters don't eat.
So we've really blurred the lines, and I this is why I love what they're doing at my local news station. They are obsessive about this line between hard news and opinion shows and the advertisers. Like, you have to pay attention to keep those things separate, and that line is blurring big time, especially online.
Let me tell you what we've done on my show and my work, and we've always done this. Years ago, if you went to read an article on a lot of these websites, a 500-word article, you might have to click five times to finish the article because of the ads. Every time you click, you get another ad, and they get paid for that. On my website, because of the way our business model is, you can read the entire article without clicking at all. The archives, our sponsors are identified in the beginning, and that's the last time. You know, there's nothing in the middle. But I understand other business models. But what I say to people, Ellen, is we don't abuse our audience. And whenever your business model crosses the line into abuse, that's where I think there's a problem. What do you think?
I think you're right, and I think there will be a backlash. I think there's going to be more. You've talked about it in the age of the consumer. At some point, people are going to appreciate the handshake, the look in the eye, to the point where we're going to see some shifting back and forth. These are uncertain times, no doubt about it. But each of us individually can make a commitment to being more discerning when it comes to what we read and to what we believe.
Well, yeah, and so consequently, if you click on an article that says, or if you see a headline, folks, please don't take that headline and go tell people about it, because it's probably either, if it's not wrong or a lie, it's probably not accurate, at least. And
then it becomes so addicting. Like how much time, Jim, do you spend scoping things out on social media?
Almost nothing.
Almost nothing. So So you've just chosen not to even put yourself in that arena.
Why would I go to social media when I get to talk to smart people like you every day? You're my social media. I want to talk to people like you. And I don't want to know what Billy Joe Bob and Laureen are thinking about their lunch or you know, whatever. That's just me. But I got work to do, Ellen. If you're online, if you're on social media a lot, that means you're not working. You're not contributing. That's the problem I got. What do you think? My thoughts.
I agree with you. So on that, we shall agree.
There you go. I love it when the plan comes together. Hey, Ellen, ellenrohr.com, folks, R-O-H-R. Ellen, you know I love you. Will you come back soon?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much.
See you next time. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Don't unbuckle your seatbelt. She hasn't left yet. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.